Okay, we've been waiting 24 hours for this. We read a headline that aliens may be heading our way and they don't come in peace. So we are turning to a leading UFO expert who has spent 45 years investigating extraterrestrial sightings, Malcolm Robinson over in Scotland. Thank you so much for joining us, Malcolm.
It's a pleasure to be on your show. A very good morning to you and all your listeners.
Now, Malcolm, let's start with the headline that made it here in Australia, which was that, and this is something that you believe, that aliens, they have an agenda, and if they're coming, they may not come in peace. Can you talk us through this?
Yeah, I mean, I've been researching UFOs for over 40 years now, and I set out initially to disprove these claims because I honestly believed that there were no validity to these UFO sightings, but how wrong was I? There's clearly no smoke without fire. It's fair to say that the vast majority, you know, you're talking 95% of all UFO reports have natural identifiable solutions. That leaves us with a small 5%. 3% of that could be our own black budget. The stealth aircraft, for instance, was flying in America for a good number of years before they put their hands up and said, it's ours. But that gave rise to many false UFO reports. The 2% that remains, 1% could be a kind of rare atmospheric phenomena. But the fly in the ointment, only 1%, is true bona fide UFOs. They've been with us more or less since time immemorial. You can see them in Renaissance paintings. They're in rock arc caves, etc. as well. But the reason I made that statement is simply on the back of these UFO abductions. They're taking people from our planet and they're subjecting them to some form of medical or clinical procedures. It sounds absolutely outrageous. It sounds outlandish.
Do people think you're crazy, mate? Because I actually think there's aliens. I think there's something going on. We'd be naive to think that we're the only people that exist in our stratosphere or Earth or wherever we are.
Universe,
that's the one I was looking for. Do people think you're mad?
No, not at all. I mean, we've got to remember that planet Earth is but a tiny, tiny grain of sand on a huge cosmic beach. It's incomprehensible to believe that we stand alone in the vastness of the cosmos. We have wonderful people. We have generals. We have people from the scientific community, medical fraternity, each who have had their own UFO sighting. So, you know, there's a lot of credible people out there.
Now, Malcolm, back to what you were saying. So people have been abducted by aliens, had medical experimentation taken out on them. How have they proved that? And I know you've done a lot of work with these people and you've through hypnosis, et cetera. At what point did you realise that 1% were telling the truth, or how did they prove it?
Yeah, I mean, it is quite hard to prove, I guess. You know, at the end of the day, we don't have any of these small grey creatures in front of us to really talk to. But the people I've spoke to, the abductees that I've spoke to here in Scotland, clearly have impressed upon me the sincerity and also the fact that they have showed me the scars on their bodies that previously were not there. Indeed, I had a wife of one of my male UFO abductees. She really thought that her husband was going off his mind until one night she telephoned me in the house and she says, Malcolm, I was sleeping next to Gary, my husband. Now, Gary was the one who was abducted, and Gary was sleeping. I had read a book, and I closed the book, put the book on the bedside table, switched the light off, and within 30 seconds, small, clammy hands, like childlike hands, grabbed my ankles and pulled me forcibly down the bed. I was amazed. I looked down at the foot of the bed, and I saw these three small grey creatures who were startled to actually see me, and they just faded through the wall and disappeared. Now, it's a wonderful story. Is it evidence? Well, we laughed at John Logie Baird, the inventor of the television. That wouldn't work. We laughed at the Wright brothers. I wouldn't fly. It did. We shouldn't laugh at something that sounds and looks ridiculous, because we're learning all the time. Science is learning all the time.
Malcolm, now you said that there are aliens and they've got an agenda. Now, do you know what their agenda is and when will they reach Earth?
Well, they've always been with us, as I said earlier, through time immemorial. They've always been there in different guises. Now, obviously, there's an agenda. Absolutely, there is an agenda. They are taking people. It sounds preposterous. It sounds Steven Spielberg. But they're taking people from this planet without their consent, effectively, you know. So what is the agenda? Well, we do know that they're taking sperm and ova from males and females. Some of the female abductees that I've spoken to have said that they were retaken on board this object, this craft, and they were shown this hideous half-human, half-alien child. And telepathically, they said, that belongs to you. It sounds awesome. Crazy, I know, but, you know. That's
you
one
are
of
the
these
father.
Things.
It's sure. interesting, though, and I think we should point out, like to a lot of people, Malcolm, it does sound crazy, but you've given lectures on this in the UK, Europe, America. You've discussed these theories with the likes of Steven Spielberg. I mean, what was that like? How is he a believer?
He is. Like anybody else, once you look at the wealth of data to substantiate the true UFOs, forget all the nonsense, you know, They are absolutely incredible. You know, they've been seen over missile silos, they've been seen over military establishments, etc. Back in 2001 in America, we had a lot of generals putting their hand on their heart and saying, yep, this is what we saw. And it was at the press club in 2001. The sad thing was that that was yesterday's news. It came and went. But now we have the release by the Pentagon just a couple of years ago of these fantastic aerial videos of these objects traversing the skies at tremendous speed. Now, these were intercepted by jets from the USS Theodore Roosevelt. And if that's their own technology, wow, you know, fantastic. Is it the Chinese? Is it the Koreans? Clearly, there was something in speeds of excess, well, of an excess of a normal combat aircraft. So there's something out there. It has an agenda. Do I know what that agenda is? I certainly wish I did. But
well, if they're taking sperm and ova, are they trying to recreate humans in outer space, possibly, Malcolm?
Well, some people have speculated that, and again, it sounds very fanciful. Some people have speculated that maybe they're trying to, you know, repopulate a dying planet. Ooh. Some people have speculated that maybe they're just trying to kind of clone us, or maybe they're just trying to get something out of us effectively. What we have to bear in mind, maybe it was them that put us here, and maybe the UFOs that are
I just feel like I watched the end of The Matrix and went, it all makes sense.
hey Malcolm, you speak about the sperm. Now, I've had some great dreams. How do they take the sperm from you without you knowing?
Well, allegedly they have these devices, you know, and they hook up to you know what, and they extract it that way.
While you're sleeping,
and I get it.
While you're sleeping, or
no, not really, because the people have been taken on board these things. One of the classic Scottish case. One of my abductees here in Scotland was immobilized. He couldn't move a muscle. He was lying flat on a raised table. And these creatures were billing around this table. He says, Malcolm, I desperately wanted to punch one of these guys, but I couldn't move a muscle, could not move a muscle. And they were there to do these various experiments. So what I can't understand is the fact that they've been doing it for hundreds of years. Surely, they have enough genetic material to warrant that they don't need to do this anymore. So maybe there's yet another agenda which is going on there.
Should we be scared of the aliens?
Well, it's not nice. It's certainly not nice what they're doing to people without their consent. And I think to some degree maybe we should be.
Is there any
sorry,
Malcolm. Yes, you keep going. No, I didn't mean that to interrupt you. You keep going.
Yeah, I mean, all I can say is they do have this agenda. We don't know what it is. My colleagues in America and Canada, Australia, various other places, we all have our own ideas what it could be. But I don't think anybody's truly got the real answer. But your colleague said, you know, should we be worried? I think to some degree we should be, because clearly the UFO sightings are ongoing and they don't appear to be easing up in any way, shape or form.
Just quickly before we let you go, Malcolm, is there any, are there people that are more prone to being abducted or having these alien experiences or living in a certain area? Like, there are ways we can avoid aliens?
They'd take me.
Don't live in a
trailer park. They want my sperm.
Oh. Well, I mean, clearly there's areas throughout the world, we call them UFO hotspots or window areas where UFOs have been seen more regularly than anywhere else. Now, obviously, that's something entirely as well. To answer your question again, it would appear when I've done research and my colleagues overseas have done research, it seems to be genetic. What I mean by that is that the UFO abductions go right through the family tree. They go right back through abductions, through the generations. So it makes one wonder, why should that be, you know?
They wouldn't take me, Box. They've had the snip.
Oh, yeah. Well, they define that once you're in the UFO. Yeah. Now, Malcolm, thank you so much. Malcolm Robinson, a Scottish UFO expert. This has been a fascinating chat. And we know we often discuss UFOs on our radio show.
Yeah, we
show,
do. I'm fascinated.
We're going to open the phone lines now. Yeah. 131060.
Have you seen one?
Have you had an alien encounter or a UFO? You've seen a UFO. You've seen extraterrestrial activity. We are really interested in hearing from you. Georgia in Piersdale. Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
Georgia, have you had a UFO encounter?
So, basically, I am a psychic medium and so are one of my family members.
Perfect.
And basically, one of my family members has been practicing connecting with extraterrestrial life for 15, 20 years. And I know that sounds crazy, but basically he can meditate. And this meditation is called CE5 and it's called the Close Encounter of the Fifth Kind. And he can meditate and UFOs will appear in the sky. And I know that sounds really crazy and stupid. And I thought it did too, until he came to my house and I saw it for myself. And I have videos on my phone. And basically I also don't agree that they come to, like, you know, check out your kidneys and whatnot. Mm. I think that they're, from my experience, are very spiritual beings and even our ancestors. I know that sounds really weird, but yeah, that's my experience.
I'd believe that more.
Yeah.
Can you send the videos in, Georgia?
I definitely could, yeah. My family member actually has gone on a show that aired in the UK last week. And it's called Close Encounters Down Under, and all of his footage is on there as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know
pretty
what?
Nuts.
Because, Georgia, like, it's funny, I immediately go to doctored footage. Like, I didn't know what editing and, you know, all sorts of things, like computer programs, can make things look a certain way now.
Like, Josiah thinks with 9/11.
How do you explain Area 51? How do you explain all that?
What's Area 51?
In Nevada.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, yeah. The secret base.
Secret base where they've got, like, aliens and they reckon they've got them in.
How do I explain it? I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's a military base.
Do you remember we rang
them? Have you been there?
No, people
not allowed to go.
Not allowed to go.
Remember a couple of years ago they did a big petition online.
To do a thing. We rang to say in a...
It's in Roswell, New Mexico as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
We rang a hotel to see if I could book any accommodation. You don't remember
that? I think I might have been on maternity leave.
No, maybe the aliens wiped your memory.
Yeah, but it's so funny because you laugh and scoff at conspiracy theories, but I think you've just bought into one.
I don't think it is conspiracy,
though. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't been there...
Just because I haven't seen it and haven't been there.
Out at me?
I haven't seen Mount Everest. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
But this doesn't exist, Area 51.
No, it's called Area 51.
It genuinely exists. Yeah. It's a government base and they're fully, like, saying that it's a thing. We just don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
Oh, hard.
People want to know what's in there.
This is like Star Trek. You've fallen for something.
No. It's an actual place.
It's actually it's there.
Like, I've not
aliens.
This isn't it.
They've got aliens. They've caught them from a UFO.
They're not aliens.
No, people speculate as to what they're hiding in Area 51.
Nuclear weapons.
But it is an actual place. Don't question if it's a place. It's an actual spot.
We'll see.
What do you mean
we'll see?
It's there.
thank you,
Georgia. Opposite of conspiracy theory. You don't believe things that are actually...
Yeah. It's actually there. It's an actual place.
You'll have to show me.
We're going
to
get George's video on the Instagram page. George, if you can just send it through to Fifi Fevernick on Instagram for everyone else, check it out. Slide into our DMs. We'll post it now.
Colin in Geelong. Hi, Colin.
Hey.
Hey, Colin. Now, this is exciting. You are one of many people who have called through and have actually had a UFO encounter.
Yeah, actually in our court about 7 years ago. I live in a court. This was like 4 o'clock in the morning. The kids and I noticed it was a very small craft. It came down, actually landed in the core, but it was drawing electricity through some cable system. It looked like it was recharging its battery because that's how they're sort of like run off magnetic drive. And just us getting fuel from the petrol station, they'll just threw this cable onto the power line, stealing out electricity for about 20 minutes. This ramp came down, or what looked like a ramp, and there was these tiny little green dudes walking around our front yard.
How much marijuana did you smoke before you seen this?
None at all.
None?
There were little green dudes coming down a ramp. Keep going, I'm intrigued.
I love that these aliens could charge up anywhere, yet they pick a court in Geelong. Mm. Go, perfect. Here we go.
You want to hear this?
Lads, I found a cul-de-sac. No,
Colin, can I hear the rest of this? You're up to the little green dudes coming down the ramp.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep going.
So they're walking around the court for about 20 minutes or so. Then they just went, after they were finished charging up, back onto it and just took off. Yeah.
How'd they take off? Back in the UFO or just on motorbikes, scooters?
No, they were walking around and just exploring our ground and stuff.
And then they got back on.
Looking for the technology there. A Spring Valley bottle with a hose in it.
Walking around our front yard too.
Any footage? Colin, did you get your phones out?
No, it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to see.
What were you doing, Colin?
Why would you?
What were you doing?
Just couldn't believe what we were watching. So
were you like sitting out the front on deck chairs? Like, where were you watching them and did they see
inside
you?
Inside the house.
Oh, you were in, looking out the window.
So you heard them?
Who were you with?
The kids.
My children.
And they've seen it too, so this is verification.
Yeah, they came and grabbed me when they saw this massive bright light and they said, Dad, you got to get up and come and check this out. So two of my children.
Okay, so now, Colin, now I know, and you know this, there are people that would go, I don't believe that. Now that you've got your kids and you, come on, Nick. Nick, how do you dispute that? Colin and his children.
No.
I believe you, Colin.
Little green dudes charging off out of the street.
Yeah,
they've got to stop somewhere.
They jumped on the power lines. It's like filling our car up. They've got to recharge because they've come from a long way away.
If Colin was on his, if you were on your own, Colin, I'd go, that was a dream or you've been hallucinating.
How do the kids explain
that? But the kids
that?
Have woken Dad up and said, come and look at this.
I reckon it was roadworks.
Oh, that
roadworks?
Yeah, bright light. Maybe.
There's a ramp. Yeah, they put out these little orange cones.
What a Colin, well done, great Colin. Story. Yeah, like you got it, us. I love a good UFO story, sighting story. Matt in Werribee. Hey, Matt.
How you going?
Good, Matt.
Good, Matt.
We're right in the thick of this. Talk us through your experience with an alien.
Yeah, definitely. It was quite bizarre at first, but then over the years it's sort of become a normality. It's getting more strange and strange. but essentially, a couple of years ago down at the beach with my mate Darcy, and we see this big bright light out in the distance in the sky and it starts beaming down in the water. And after that, got a bit spooked, so we packed up, went home, and it started tailing us, and then it just went away.
And has it happened again?
Oh, not recently. It's just, I don't know, it's a bit hard to say. After a few beers, it'll happen, but prior to that, it doesn't really come around.
I mean, that's a common denominator there.
A few beers. Yeah. I've had a UFO once. I'd had a few beers. I was like, what are these red and blue lights? Oh, no.
I've had a couple of aliens chase me after a few beers.
What do you think, Fee?
Oh, I get it. What do I think? Do you know what, Matt? Thank you for sharing that. What we have noticed, and we took quite a few calls there that we didn't even have time to talk to on air, all from Western Victoria.
Piercedale's not.
Oh, okay.
I was going to read that out too, and then I realised that Renee had stuffed it. You've read it.
You'll believe
good
anything, Fee. You're the person who
believes.
You guys believe in that F-51 thing?
What? F-45? They're everywhere.
I don't believe in F-45. I'll give you the tip.